In 5, 4, 3.
Hello.
Welcome to the show! Nick's here! Holy shit. That wasn't him that was talking.
Oh, yeah, the timer.
Did I get it? It's hard to remember the timer in this studio. We're at my house today. Hello, everybody. And the timer is kind of behind me. So anyway, this is Puke here with you, and Nick is here.
Nick's here.
Our guest here is Chris. He is a local Keene man that we've known for many years.
Sure.
And this is the very first time he's ever had a microphone near his face.
That is correct.
So you never were in the radio club
never.
In middle school?
Never was.
You never stood in front of a church playing a guitar singing, "How Great Is Our Lord"?
Negative.
You've never talked into a mic?
No, I haven't.
What? Is it possible?
You've never given a speech or a presentation or a PowerPoint? Even a PowerPoint counts?
Not on a podcast or radio.
Oh, okay,
Have you ever seen a microphone before?
I have seen them. I know they exist, but getting my cherry popped here, if you will. So
Andrew's out this week. He is traveling the world for some reason.
Uh-huh.
Work-related, I believe. And so it's just three of us today. And I'd like you to head on over to pukeinthegang.com/VIP for a little extra content for as little as $5 a month. You can donate more. It helps us out. You get a little free bonus show usually once a week. But not this week. We forgot. I got to get one uploaded. It will be another music show from Andrew in which he gets shit-faced and plays music.
And the keyboard stops working and he throws it or something?
Yes, that did happen. I don't know if that will come out in the audio, but if you were paying attention to the live stream at that time, you were in for a treat. Unfortunately, we didn't have cameras on the stairs. We talked about this last show, but he did get drunk enough he fell down his own stairs.
Oh, really? Wow.
Alcohol. Good stuff.
We need to invest in some security cameras that go in Andrew's house, but it's streamed live to all VIP members.
So
you can pay VIP to log in and check on Andrew's house.
Yeah.
See how the birds out back are doing.
What we need is a studio that's on the first floor and has a bathroom right near it and also cameras in all four corners so they can just see everything at all times.
You could just build the studio into the bathroom then.
Oh, yeah.
If you wanted
instead of a table, we'll just have a toilet. And people will.
Instead of a table, you'll have a toilet?
Hang on.
That'd be a big toilet.
Yeah. A giant toilet. Well, that's what I call a hot tub. A giant toilet. So, all right. What do we got in the show notes?
Well, Espresso D in the chat says, Nick, it's good to see you on the show again. Well, I'm here. I didn't have to drive across the state. So that's why
just across town.
I'm here.
You've really grown to hate driving. Is that what it is?
Listen, I'm going through a lot of emotional problems, and my roommate D&K left.
Oh, by left, you mean you kicked him out?
I gave him a flexible deadline.
Right, yeah, the flexible deadline, but you did ask him to move out.
It's getting real weird. Like, I'm 30.
Uh-huh.
I keep having, if I have guests over, I say, hey, by the way, thanks for coming over.
Yep.
Also, there's a man, he lives in my closet. Sometimes he comes out, eats frozen burritos, and then he will go back into the closet.
Well, I think the problem you have there is, I mean, adults will have roommates. It's actually kind of a good idea.
Maybe in New York City.
I know of a guy that was a coworker that had roommates. They're actually ladies. He had like two women roommates. I don't think there was anything going on, but maybe. I don't know. That's the way to do it. But he had a really well-paying job, and he had roommates.
Right.
So he was just fucking rolling in the dough. It's kind of a smart economical move to make, honestly. But your roommate, DNK, is a little bit of a weird man.
Well,
and thus, yeah, when you bring over guests, you're just like, don't look him in the eye.
I don't know. I kind of just wanted a chance in my life one time to have my own home and be like,
oh, yeah,
this is my freaking house.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
I can turn the porn as loud as I want.
Oh, it's the best.
And I can turn the music, the Britney, as loud as I want.
You never have to worry about showering. You can take as long as the shower as you ever want.
Ironically, I still use the shower that's furthest from
my room. You still set a timer for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stop doing that. It is nice. Like, when I got out of the Army, that was one of the things that I could not fucking wait, was to live by myself.
Yep.
And mission accomplished.
So I did that. And so, but the point I'm getting at is that instead of driving across the state to do shows that were frustrating me.
Yeah.
For a reason I'll get to
in
a second.
It'll be covered in tacos.
I decided to stay home and work on cleaning the house, patching the room. I'm going to have to paint that room eventually. Like,
what color is it now?
At some point, DNK put his head through the wall or something, because there was a hole like
really?
This big.
Nice.
I'm sure he just elbowed it or kicked it in his sleep or something. Because when you sleep in a closet, it's hard to not hit every wall.
He might have just, he liked to drink. He might have put his face through it, tripping over stuff.
That's a good point.
It happens. Some people fall downstairs.
So I've been spending weekends doing that instead. It's going good. I haven't drank for 28 days.
Oh, wow.
Which is
nice.
Congrats-ish.
I suppose.
I guess. That's a good
I'm going to drink again when I get to Michigan in a week. But.
Oh, okay.
I've been gambling a lot more often, so my life's really coming together.
You've replaced the drinking with the gamblings.
Yeah, so they have the Keene Casino where you can play these poker tournaments. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I got about 5 to 6 hours in, and I went,
oh, wow.
What am I doing? I've wasted my entire day here sitting with old fat men. I did, though. I don't know if Chris, you've ever played poker or if you play it.
No, I've never
been
a big gambler.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I did, I don't know what you, it's flop, right? They put out the cards and you get.
Yeah. There's a river somewhere.
Yes. Yeah. There's a river. Anyway, I made a straight flush for the first time in my life in a live game, which is pretty exciting.
Okay.
I've all 8, 9, 10, jack, queen of spades. Shocked the entire table. They were very excited. I still didn't win any money.
Oh, that sucks.
Because it was a tournament, and I came in like 8th out of 28 or something. Mm. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to get better at it. That's how we have friends that they've like done that professionally, and they somehow are good enough that they can live off the winnings.
Yep.
But I don't think they live much. So
you don't think they live much?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much like winnings, like, because I can't imagine that you win that much.
Right.
Especially not living in New Hampshire. And I don't know. I feel like anything you win, you're like, oh, my God, I got to hoard this shit and hang on to it because I don't know when I'm going to win again.
So the idea is if you play a game like relatively low stakes, like $5, $10 small blind and big blind, right? All you have to do is win one or two equal big blinds or big bets in an hour.
Yeah.
And then you're still making $10, $20 an hour.
Oh.
But obviously that's on average, right? You're going to get
right. You're probably going to lose more than that.
But yeah, so it takes, we had Jason Repture, the former professional poker player on here way long time ago and interviewed him about that. So
oh, yes.
Find that if you're in the VIP. I don't know how you'd find it because I don't remember what episode it was.
You'll just have to listen to all of them, I believe, from number one.
So.
And we did get number 12 fixed. There was two people at least that
tried
episode 12 was broken, apparently.
Stop trying to download things. It's costing us money.
What are you doing?
Just pay and don't download anything. That would be great.
That is the best. If you could just send us money and not expect anything in return, that'd be great.
So sometimes this show ends up being like a van where everyone at once wants to grab the steering wheel.
Uh-huh.
And it gets real hard on me. So I decided to take a break for a couple weeks, and that's why.
Okay. You like
I
you like
I did
driving
the
van. You're a van master.
Sure.
White creeper van.
Yeah. White or rust colored, I suppose.
Rust colored with like a faded 70s looks like the animated TV show Heavy Metal painted on the side, like maybe some dragons and some large breasted lady.
All right.
In a suit of armor. There has to be a sword somewhere. That's the van I want. The full size van with the little window in the back. Round, not teardrop shaped. I didn't like the teardrop shaped ones.
They have teardrop shaped windows.
Yeah, you haven't seen it, man. Where were you in the 70s?
I don't know.
None of us were born.
In the war?
In the war.
I feel bad now.
Yeah.
I was born in the 70s.
Yeah. Did you have a van?
No.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Sorry about that side effect.
Uh-huh.
Side note. So you're here. You live in the area, right?
Yep.
And you and Puke used to hang out all the time at this social event. It was called the Social Sunday.
Social Sunday.
Right? Every time I went to Social Sunday with the group downtown, Puke was always there early or on time because maybe everyone else was late.
Yeah, I think that's the problem is that very few libertarian types understand punctuality. I actually named that event. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because we were hanging out like every other week or some once a month. But then once enough people moved here for the Free State Project, then we started doing it like every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I started calling it Social Sundays. And I think I even made a logo or something for Facebook. But
probably Pink's logos are still all over the place.
Yeah. I made that Free Keen logo.
Yeah.
Biggest mistake in my life.
And I printed them on labels, and they're stuck to a megaphone still, to this day.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Your logo and my labels.
There's a photo of that in here somewhere in that pile of photos in the corner that I try to hide from guests that don't know what I am.
Don't know your history.
Yeah. So, Social Sundays.
So Chris used to go to the Social Sundays as well.
I did.
Now you do not, ever.
No, I just don't have time for anything now, pretty much.
Why not? Just you're here.
Life and work, yeah. You know, you guys have been, you know, after me for a while to come onto a show.
At least 2 weeks. Like, yeah. We finally trapped him. We found him downtown with a net, got him in the door. Threw of that van, the van, yes. Yeah. So that's also what the van is good for.
But what are you busy with?
My buddy and I are running a company trying to, you know, get something going full-time in addition to working a full-time job.
Oh,
so
you have a full-time job.
I have a full-time job and trying to establish another company.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So
what's the other company?
We make aftermarket parts for firearms.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Not exciting.
Talk to Puke.
Not exciting. It is exciting. What do you mean not exciting?
It's not that exciting.
It's CDS Tactical Products or something like that.
Yeah. CDS Tactical.
What's your website?
CDStactical.com.
Okay.
It kind of spun off my buddy and I. We're machine designers by day, and, you know, both of us have loved guns. And one of the reasons why, you know, I decided to move up to New Hampshire originally, nothing to do with the Free State Project, but, you know, before that.
Yeah.
And finally, we just had an opportunity. It's like the both of us are like, you know, let's do something gun-related. So we just decided... make some parts up for guns and start selling them. So,
yeah.
And it's been, you know, it's been an interesting journey.
Oh, I don't get it. What is a gun part?
Well, just different accessories.
So when I'm in a video game, sometimes I level up and then I'm like, oh, you can get the scope or you can get the laser beam.
Yeah, nothing that fancy.
Yeah, that stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
Really? That seems like the basic thing because it's in the...
Well, yeah, in video games, it doesn't cost shit.
Oh, right.
In real life, to both manufacture and or purchase a scope can be, like a good one, can be hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Oh,
that's retarded. I'm just going to take a toilet paper roll and put it on top.
Yeah, that works too. You got to put some strings on there to make a cross. That's how it works.
No, we, our biggest probably product line now is a grip wrap, which is basically a piece of skateboard tape almost. There's two different materials, one that, you know, wraps around. With the skateboard tape wraps around the handle of the gun to give you better grip on the gun when you're firing it. And then the other one's more of like a plastic
material. So why don't I just get skateboard tape?
Some people do that. Some people, I mean,
Well, because CDS Tactical makes actual, you guys cut them out to the shape of the
specific model firearm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just makes sense. Like, yes, I could cut out my own tape as a person who owns firearms, or I could just pay whatever amount of dollars, have a thing, bam, stick it on, I'm done. Good to go.
Okay.
The same reason I don't make my own windshield washer fluid. Yeah. I probably could just put some fucking soap and water and pour it in my car, but I'd rather go buy the shit. Right?
Yes.
Yes. And you guys make cheek pads and some accessories for a lot of Kel-Tec weapons.
Yeah, Kel-Tec seems to be the big one now. A lot of people... You know, they either love them or hate them, but more people love them.
I would love it if I could afford and or find them for sale, because once they come out, they're a small manufacturer, Kel-Tec. I don't know if people are aware down in Massachusetts, and they...
It's a gun manufacturer?
Yes.
Okay.
And they make some really cool shit that's low volume and thus hard to find.
Oh, so it's like the microbrew of guns.
Kind of.
Yeah. Right. They're like, I'd say like Sam Adams of guns. Yeah. Not quite Budweiser Coors level, but they're getting up there pretty big. And then there's still, like, the micro brews would be something like the, you know, there's companies that just make, like, one little Derringer pistol or something out of Texas.
Yeah. No, they're definitely sought after. I mean, we, you know, we can't get our hands on some models that we've been trying to get on, you know, for months. So, yeah.
So that's, it's cool.
So are you manufacturing things or are you reselling things that are made somewhere else?
No, we're manufacturing.
Okay.
We actually, we got a new CNC laser delivered from China the other day and got that installed up and running.
Okay. And, do you have a facility, or are you doing this in your living room?
Kind of both. We have an office, and then, you know, we both, my buddy and I, you know, we do things from the house, too. Just
yeah, the products you
business.
Manufacture, you yeah. can, some of them you can do from your home.
Yeah.
Which is handy, because then you don't have to go somewhere else.
Okay.
When you have a full-time job.
And you're mm-hmm. shipping?
Yeah, we just got into Amazon, Fulfilled by Amazon.
Oh,
we're
okay.
starting to do that, which is kind of, we're new to that and learning the ins and outs, so.
Do you sell sun eclipse glasses that will burn my retinas?
No.
Okay, that's good. I heard that the Amazon's getting sued by somebody because they claimed that they were harmed by the glasses they got off Amazon.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting because Amazon sells a lot of shit, and then they also, like, they just sell shit that somebody else makes and sells.
Right.
And I don't know what the process is, but it seems like if you're in China, you're just like, bam, I'm selling shit on Amazon. And nobody really checks that.
Yeah.
And then all these eclipse glasses get sold, and they, everyone's blind.
Now. Well, the morning of the eclipse, I saw on the internet, it said, test your eclipse glasses. If you can see light bulbs,
yeah,
don't look at the sun. And I tested ours, and I could see light bulbs.
Oh, really?
And I said,
fuck,
puke, don't use them.
I did anyway.
And he said, it's the only ones I have. I'm using them.
As soon as I put them up to my eyes, I was like, the sun's still pretty bright in my eyes.
I know, it was so bright.
I would look for like 2 seconds at a time and then hand them to a coworker.
Oh my God!
And I had customers from Europe that I was training, and I was like, here you go, try these.
You told them to use the fake sunglasses.
They don't care. They're from Europe. Eastern Europe.
So our work, because I live in a playground,
yes.
bought us a bunch of sunglasses.
Wow.
And they were sitting by the door. So I tested those, and they were way darker than
Damn
the ones...
It. I totally got gypped. I very much appreciated the photo you shared of your workplaces. Like, whiteboard covered in instructions and information about the eclipse. And I was like, what the... What kind of... Where do you work? the people have this much time in the office.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
Chris, how'd your eclipse go?
Nah, we just tried taking pictures with our cell phones, and nobody, you know, could get anything with it. So it's like,
yeah,
as in your coworkers?
Yeah, everybody at work, you know, they're snapping, you know, holding up their cell phones and snapping.
What a bunch
pictures
of weirdos!
And,
yeah,
we are.
I got a photo with my phone as well. I put the glasses over the phone sensor, and it just looked really stupid and boring. It turns out that the eclipse really isn't interesting at all, unless it's the where you're right in the shadow, where there's like the full 100% coverage. And then the only photos that were good that I saw were ones that people took with like telescopes.
Yeah.
Right, because the sun, it turns out, is really fucking small when it's so far away.
Well, it's the same size as the moon. So look at the moon.
Yeah.
And go, oh, if it were the day,
yeah,
that'd be how big the sun is.
And it turns out not very big. So just picture like when the moon is at a crescent, that's what it looked like with the sun. Only Bernier. So, yeah. But I'm excited for the one in like 6 years. It's going to come closer to New Hampshire. And so I'll be able to drive like 3 hours and get to see the full shebango.
So you're planning now to take off work, wherever it happens to be.
Yes.
Because there's no chance you're working at the same place.
I put in my vacation request already for 6 years from now.
I do wonder how far in advance hotels take reservations.
Well, I won't need a hotel. I'm just going to drive up there.
Oh, well.
And I'm gonna set up a tent in some random farm field.
That pop-up tent, you're going to have to get one of those between now and then.
I did buy one. I bought one of those cot tents.
Really? Did
Andrew
you say this on the
so
show?
Angry. No, I haven't yet. And it's Tom's fault because Tom sent me a link and he's like, hey, look, they got that cot tent thing you were looking to buy. Do you know what a cot tent is?
Yeah, I've seen them. I'm curious how it's going to – let me know how it goes.
So I had a shitty experience where I tried to sleep in my car at one of the track events, and it was colder than fuck, and I was drunk and curled up in the back of my car and was horrible. So I decided to find a better solution, and my normal tent sucked. Like, tents suck when they're on the ground because they're cold and hard and all that shit. And I was like, why doesn't somebody just attach a tent to a cot? It's off the ground and all enclosed. And wouldn't you know, somebody does, but they're like $250. And then Tom sends me a message, and he's like, hey, look, that thing you want's on sale on Amazon. I'm like, God damn it, Tom. Because once it's on sale, then I got
to
buy it.
Because it's like free money.
Yeah, and it turns out that I actually had a gift card for something as well, and so it actually only cost me $88 instead of $250. So,
well, you still spent the gift card, so that's still you would have used that on something else.
Yeah, on the cat food that I bought yesterday, maybe. But anyway, so I haven't even taken it out of the box because... I don't know. I'll wait until the day that I actually need to use it to try and figure out how it works, and then I'll be annoyed because I won't be able to figure it out.
Yeah, those things do get cold, though, if you sleep in them overnight cots, because I slept in a regular cot camping, yeah. my brother and I, and
yeah.
froze our asses off.
Okay. You slept yeah. in a tent cot? With
no,
your...
just a cot. Just a regular...
Doesn't it mean you'd be outside, though?
Yeah, but because you're off the ground, all that cold air, you're going to freeze.
Well, I do have an...
You slept out in the open.
Yeah.
A bug could land on you.
Yeah.
Sorry, Puke.
Well, what you do is you have, like, they have the little pieces of foam that you put underneath your sleeping bag, yeah. and then you're in the sleeping bag, but, yeah, I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, I don't plan on using it when it's 10 degrees outside or yeah. something and snowing.
Well, it was, like, 55.
And, oh,
like,
shit.
And I woke up shivering.
Fuck.
So.
Did you have a good sleeping bag? What was your sleeping bag rated for?
Well, I... Sleeping bag was more of like one of those little fleece bags.
Oh,
but
okay.
Even so,
I have one that's rated down to -20, so
hopefully should be better off.
Yeah, of course I do.
Should have brought it that day that you meant to, that you had to sleep in your
car.
Yeah,
I'm dumb. Wait, actually, I think Andrew had it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember the show.
No,
story.
He had my other sleeping bag. I have two
Jesus.
Sleeping bags. I like to be prepared. So anyway, yep. Cot tent. What were we talking about?
Cot tents.
I bought a cot tent. Cottant.
I don't remember. I think it was Amazon, and then it was Chris having, he's going to starting to sell his parts on Amazon.
Yep.
So Amazon. Do you make your parts to order, or do you make your parts and then list them for sale?
Make them and list them.
Okay.
And, yeah, there's nothing to it. It's
so everyone
it's exciting
just, so everyone should start a gun part store. Store.
Well, it's,
well, no, nobody should, because then they'd be competing.
Yeah, well, no.
So
I mean,
if you're a listener,
it's
up.
Tough. It, like, you know, honestly, looking back at it, you know, starting a business that's gun-related, Google doesn't like guns.
Oh, right.
Facebook doesn't like guns. Amazon doesn't like guns. I mean, we've had products pulled by, you know, eBay, Amazon because, oh, bad assault gun part.
Right.
So you can't sell it.
You're selling a piece of tape with a texture on it.
Yep.
And Amazon will pull it or... Google will not let you list it because you have the bad word
yeah.
gun.
It's the black gun, the assault yeah. gun part. So
Jesus.
Yeah. So it's you know, like we can't advertise on Facebook. They won't take our money.
That grip tape will yeah. allow you to kill at least three more children if you have it on your gun. So you get the 30-round super high capacity magazine and then the grip tape.
Right.
And now you'll be able to kill everyone.
Well,
but if you don't have that grip tape, then we'll all be safe.
You can hold on to that gun better, so, you know, hey.
So it's been a bad idea.
I wouldn't say it's a bad idea, but it's, you know, it's tough. You know, it's not as easy as something else.
Yeah, it's not like selling pencils.
Maybe you need to branch out and sell pencils.
Too much time invested in this already.
Have you thought about selling tape to wrap around your pencil to grip it better?
Yeah, haven't thought about that, but we've had people buy the tape, and like some of the stuff they wrap with it is just like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know?
Ooh.
One of my tenants, he's a rock climber, and they're like ice pickaxe. They wrap the handle in that, and so
there you go.
Yeah, people, you know, at gun shows, they were buying it for like the weirdest stuff, like their shovels and stuff. It's like, ah, whatever, you know,
just
buy it and wrap it.
So if my gun breaks, I don't call you because that's not what you're doing. Accessories,
do
yeah, yep.
not
yeah.
like triggers.
Correct.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not like bullets.
No bullets. Nothing. Nothing that's, you know.
Nothing that makes the weapon function per se.
Yeah. Nothing that requires, you know, special paperwork or licensing, you know, and all that crap from the government.
All right.
So.
Yeah. I've noticed that, like, YouTube, they demonetized.
Yeah.
Everything, pretty much.
Yep.
That they think is scary because they're owned by Google and they suck. And I'm pretty certain YouTube soon will only be trannies putting on makeup and like Trevor Noah bitching about Trump. He's a guy that does a show that took over for, who did the Late Late Show or whatever the fuck, the news show, the guy?
Jay Leno.
Jon Stewart. He took over for Jon Stewart and he sucks. He's not funny at all. I don't know why he's still being watched by people. So, moving on.
So you said, Chris, you have a, or did Puke, you want to do a topic?
I'll do a topic real quick on the topic of politics because I'm talking about Trevor Noah. Antifa. I thought the other day, like, why don't we should start calling him Antifun. Because it's funnier to say, and fuck them. I don't know, because it's, you know, Antifa stands for anti-fascist, but really I think they're pretty pro-fascist when you look at their tactics. And, you know, the definition of fascism is basically to try and control other people's lives, and that's pretty much what the anti-fun folks want to do. So if you want to have fun by buying a gun, Antifa's going to go out there and yell at you.
Chris, thoughts on the coming race war?
Coming race war?
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen.
Why not? The media really wants it to, though.
Yeah, CNN is, they can't fucking wait.
Race war.
Two sides get together, and one of them screams Black Lives Matter, and the other side screams White Lives.
Nah, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, everybody's life matters, but...
What?
That's just racist.
Weird.
Yeah, and then again, they really don't. I mean, in the big picture, you know, nobody's life matters.
Good point. Just look at the eclipse.
Yeah.
The eclipse doesn't care if you're alive or not.
The eclipse also won't kill you, maybe. Yeah, it's like Tyler Durden said in Fight Club. We're all the same something, something. I don't remember the quote, but anyway, watch that movie. Fight Club's good.
Nice quote. Never seen it.
You're welcome. You've never seen Fight Club?
No.
I know that. You've never seen anything?
Nope, that's true. Name a movie. I haven't seen it, Chris.
Star Wars.
Yes, I've seen them all.
Oh, shit. But only recently, right?
I only finished the Rogue One. I don't. That doesn't even count as a Star Wars movie, though.
Office Space.
Yes, the guy with the stapler and the money in the bank account.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they scam.
Sweet.
Have you seen my stapler?
Yes. Very funny.
Do you have a red stapler? You have a desk?
Nope.
I've always wanted a red stapler for years.
Just because of that movie?
Yeah.
Swing length stapler, please.
You're so basic, Puke. You know what would be funny? If I had the stapler from Office Space.
I know.
No one's ever thought of that before.
I know. That's why you can't find one except for on all the stores that sell red staplers now.
Well, speaking of being, speaking of the race war, there is a new news story that's come out today where local from here, Chris Cantwell, is in the news, and it says Chris Cantwell's lawyer says he's just kidding about killing Jews.
Of course, yeah.
He had a bail hearing today. So if anyone doesn't know, Chris Cantwell was someone who lives in, he owns property or at least rents property in the area. And
yeah,
he did his show.
I don't know.
He did a show called The Radical Agenda out of this area. Chris, you know about this?
Yeah, no, I never met Cantwell and not familiar with any of his garbage. So
okay. Well, he first broke into the scene as a quote unquote, we've hired a comedian for the Liberty Forum, which was like a get together at a hotel, right? And I watched this comedian and one of his jokes was about, not that I'm against gross jokes, right? I'm pro killing everyone.
Okay.
One of his jokes is just about kicking pregnant women down stairwells or whatever. It's very funny, very funny. But I had to go, so I didn't finish the set.
Ah.
But he got more and more insane through the years, including yelling that people should drunk drive more often at the camping festival we sometimes go to, and then proceeding to drunk drive towards a group of people where they all had to dive out of the way or something. Anyway, and then he got more and more racist. So the point is, he just had his bail hearing. He was arrested in Charlottesville. Do you know this?
Yeah, I know that.
There was some video of him spray painting a person with pepper spray.
It would have been better if it was just spray paint. Oh, maybe. Actually, which would be worse, spray paint or pepper spray? I think equally, if you spray painted somebody in the face, they would dislike that just as much. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
do I need to zoom?
Cantwell's lawyer said his client's comments disparaging blacks and Jews is just a comedic act of a shock jock, comparing him to the Jewish comedian Jackie Mason. The claim was made during a 4-hour bail hearing for Cantwell on Thursday night. Cantwell faces 3 felony charges stemming from an incident in the University of Virginia. So here's the interesting thing: is they're using his show as evidence that he's a racist and hates people. In which case, if Puke ever gets arrested,
I'm fucked.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of interesting information. Cantwell, a New Hampshire resident, hosts an online...
I love Nazis.
...white supremacist radio show called Radical... What if someone listened to this show with all this political airing and they said, check out this anti-Semitic show?
Yes.
That would happen.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because... all they have to do is isolate this drop. I love Nazis. And then they could, because we live in the land of the free, Yeah, they'd probably figure out some way.
They have a repeating sound clip that says, I love Nazis over and over again.
Yeah.
And their listeners love it.
And also this flag of the country of Prussia, which doesn't exist anymore, but looks pretty white supremacy, that my dad sent me just a few months ago. That when I saw it, I was like, I don't know if I should. I hung it up anyway, but it's like, it's not a swastika, but like it is very Germany.
Yeah, it's cool looking.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Campbell's lawyer appeared in court wearing an early 1800s style red waistcoat with gold buttons, bow tie, white button shop whiskers, black Velcro shoes, and a 1910 style straw boater hat. Campbell said that this lawyer was his fourth choice after three other lawyers declined to take his case. So here's the picture of him walking out of court. He looks like a cross between Mr. Monopoly and G.R.R. Martin. Right?
Yes.
Fat and walking out of court with his straw hat on. Although, what hat does Mr. Monopoly wear?
It's a top hat. Wait, yeah. How do you not know that? It's the Monopoly guy.
It's Mandela effect. People think that Mr. Monopoly used to have a...
Really?
A monocle,
A monocle,
too.
Yeah. He doesn't?
No.
My life is a lie. I'm probably confusing him with Mr. Peanut.
Yeah.
Does have a monocle and a top hat. Is there a Mr. Peanut themed Monopoly board yet? There should be.
It's just different nuts on the board.
Yeah.
Almonds.
Macadamia.
Honey roasted. Nigger toes.
Oh, yes! I was going to say it.
I knew you were thinking it.
I knew you were thinking it. That's going to be an isolated sound clip. We're going to jail. Well, yes, what is interesting about this whole shit show is that I don't know what he did in Virginia. It was actually illegal.
He spray painted someone's face.
Oh, with the pepper spray.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's kind of fucked up that they're using his horribly unfunny and retarded show as evidence that he's something like you know.
Well, they're using it as part of the bail hearing. They're not using it for the charges, right? They're not going to charge him for saying this stuff on the radio, but they're using it as evidence in the bail hearing to say, is he dangerous?
Right, because if he gets out, he's going to talk into a microphone again, and. I don't know how that's illegal, but I guess that's the world we live in now. Antifun, they're on a roll.
Good story. Well,
do I need to go back to the thing here?
Nope. It is funny if you look up this guy's offices and you do a Google Street View on him.
Oh yeah,
it's this very very small building. At least the street front of it is small, but it goes way back for some reason. It's a very long building. I don't know how to explain it.
Where's it at?
You have to Google his name. Virginia.
Oh, okay.
He's in jail in Virginia.
He's in Virginia.
This lawyer. He's like the Better Call Saul of Virginia lawyers. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'll take any case.
Yeah, he definitely looks like he watched some like 1930s film where they had lawyers, and he's like, I want to be a lawyer too. It is very bizarre that he dresses like that.
I kind of want to get in trouble in Virginia just to hire him for show content.
I'm sure he's available.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. He's doing nothing.
So,
he's got a wife, and she's like, oh, my God, you're taking another case?
Yeah. How do you become a lawyer, right? You got to pass the bar.
Yep.
Which is apparently hard, I guess.
I guess.
So this guy obviously knows something.
Well, in some states, you can't even take the bar without having gone to lawyer school. In some states, it doesn't matter. Each state's bar is different.
Oh, I see. So maybe in Virginia, they're just like, do you have
they don't care.
Yeah. Do you have a monocle and a whatever this hat's called? Straw hat? You're in. In Virginia, see, our lawyers look like they do in 1870-28.
So, Chris, you said you have tenants.
I do.
Uh-oh.
So you're a landlord.
I am, technically, yeah. I own a two-family house, so. No, it's not a slumlord. Not a slumlord.
How do you know?
Well, I guess I really don't.
Yeah, what does count?
How many mice it's a slum?
I think Dale counts as a slumlord. His house is, he's got three levels of house, and it's old and kind of rickety, so does that count as slum? Is it the year that the house was built?
I'm not gonna pass judgment on Dale at all without him here to defend himself.
Since when has that ever stopped you?
Oh, well, certain things are off limits, like Dale's slums.
Yeah, was, no, we've had the same tenants for years now, so I'd figure if we're doing something bad, you know, they'd take off.
They'd probably sue you.
Sounds like you're not charging enough.
Well, there is that, too. I know we're below rate in town. So.
If your tenant lives in a closet, are you a slumlord, Nick?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, how many mice until it's a slum?
Because yeah.
If there's a set limit of mice, then...
Right.
Oh, I would say one mouse.
Oh, fuck. I'm
now
in
wait.
A slum.
Wait.
I'm in a massive slum.
Hang on.
We don't have so mice in ours.
What That's if the nice. Mouse only stays below the subfloor of the first level?
Yeah, what if they...
Like, it only lives in the basement.
Or sometimes the walls.
Oh, basement mice are fine.
Oh, then I'm fine. Because okay. I'm pretty sure they're not in my walls.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the mice in this house are in the ceiling. Or they're chipmunks. I don't know. No. And then there's many, many in the basement. Although I haven't heard many this year. I think I've finally started to weed them out.
Really?
Where as in, like, maybe they're not breeding as much because I keep killing the fuckers.
Yeah.
Although I think once it starts to get cold again, like now, that they're going to start finding their way inside again.
Yeah, I was looking for a puke mouse update, but...
I don't really have one. I got to get my buckets of water back out and start peanut buttering up the basement.
I wish your whole basement was just wall-to-wall buckets.
Yeah, me too.
Like 500 buckets of water.
Filled with rotting mice.
Yeah.
I tend to not check the buckets enough, and they smell bad.
It's like a saw trap.
Yeah.
Someone wakes up in the middle and is like, get to the exit without right, stepping man. In mice.
Yeah, we lived in a house one time where a mouse died in the walls.
Oh.
And oh, dear God, that's the worst freaking smell.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I've been tempted to just get in the attic and chuck poison everywhere. But I'm going to wait until it's like February and it's really cold. So hopefully if they die, then they dry out before they rot and stink. Because if you do it in the summer, it's going to be warm.
What
and
if
moist.
It just heats up and then it's all at once?
Yeah, all the mice die like next to the stove.
Yeah,
that could prove not good.
So what drew you to buy a two-fam?
I'm a cheap Pollock.
Have you before owning this house, did you have one before?
No, that's our first house.
Oh, you didn't even own a house before?
No, that was our first house. I figured when we bought it, it's like, yeah, you know, this will be my intro to, you know, being a slumlord.
Ours is in you and the wife. And
yeah,
the...
yeah. I figured, you know, my grand plan at the time was to buy a bunch of multifamilies and be a landlord.
Really? But, yeah, wow. Everyone for a split second when they're looking at property, I think, has that in their brain.
Yeah.
It's like, what if I just kept buying property?
Yeah.
But, it sounds, you know, like a pain in the dick because you're always going to be dealing with idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you look at it that way, yeah. But if you look at it the other way, where it's like, well, they can pay the mortgage plus 25% more, it's guaranteed to make me money.
Yeah.
Well, like I know like my father has a friend who he only rents out, what is it, like Section 8 in Mass, I think it is.
I don't know.
The shitty,
whatever.
Shitty
yeah.
housing.
So he gets
or government housing.
The government housing. Oh, so he's basically getting a check from the state every month for his apartments. He doesn't have to, you know, deal with, you know, collecting rent or anything like that. So, easy money.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Not that I'd do that, but.
So why not?
You come into town. Did you look at any single families?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
It was your plan the entire time to go duplex.
Yeah.
I look at single families all the time. I'm going to kill them.
Straight to jail.
Oh, yeah, shit.
We're calling that lawyer.
This will be entered into evidence.
Yeah, and we've been, you know, pretty lucky, knock on wood, with tenants, so haven't had any bad apples.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to advertise the openings when they come up?
We did, I think, once we had to go out. But when we first bought it for the first few years, it was three or four college girls that came with the house.
Okay.
And
they came with the
came
house.
With the
they
house.
Came with the house. They
no.
were, you know.
Yeah.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Everyone stop.
And, you know, one would move out, you know, the other ones that stayed would bring one in, and that's how it was for a long time.
Who's worse, college girls or whoever the fuck lives there now?
I would say the girls were probably the worst, honestly.
Wow. I've heard that too from other people. And then
we had a bunch of guys, and it was funny because it wasn't for years that I actually heard a vacuum cleaner go off upstairs.
Okay.
And I was like, I was watching TV. I'm like, what the hell is that noise? And it's like, oh, it's a vacuum cleaner. And the guy, it was the guys, you know, they were vacuuming upstairs. So, yeah.
And also, I feel like college chicks would be a pain in the dick too. Cause it's not like they know how to fix anything. Like, statistically speaking?
Fine, puke.
Come on. Like,
fine, puke. Yes, got
I'm
it.
Trying to build evidence for the court. But, yeah, I mean, like, you know, how many women, I'm sure, there's plenty out there, I'm sure, but I think on average they're probably not going to be the type that know how to fix small things like a leak or, you know.
Right, they're going
to
call more often.
They're just going to call you to do it, yeah.
Well, no, there was
and I blame society because men should be teaching their daughters how to do that shit, not let them get away with makeup.
No makeup till you fix the water
yeah,
heater.
Exactly.
Or the dryer.
No, I pulled one of the drain pipes on the kitchen sink.
Oh, shit.
And when the girls were up there, and it was like the nastiest freaking thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was like, oh, yeah.
What? Hair? I don't get it.
The slug that came out of that thing looked like a freaking turd.
Okay.
That's how bad it was.
So you're a plumber, too.
Well, little things.
It has to be. That's why I think somebody needs to make, like, you have the disposal in the bottom of your sink
mm-hmm.
that chews up food bits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Why don't they install those in the bottom of showers?
A shower disposal?
Yeah, so when the hair goes down there, every now and then you just turn it on, it goes, and then the hair's chopped up and it goes away.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There must.
Although the hair would probably just get wrapped around the blades or something and then clog that, and then you would have double the cloggage. Anyway, I'm going to go on. I'll be on Amazon soon. Look for that. It will be my in toilet blender.
In toilet?
Yeah. Toilet, sink, shower. Everything needs to be blended before it goes down the drain.
Interesting. So what's the biggest problem you had? With a tenant, I guess.
The one bad apple, he was almost like a con artist when he got in
Ooh.
There. And he was, you know, slick Rick.
Did he have nice
guy.
Hair?
Yeah,
he has hair like this kind of?
He came from a rich family, Seacoast family, rich kid. And he actually wound up on WMUR. Like, he was the idiot that got caught. He stole a laptop from somebody, and he called tech support.
Oh, no.
Because he couldn't get it to work. And really? Apple actually, you know, because there was AppleCare on it, they figured out that it was stolen and reported him to the cops. So he got busted. But this was after, you know, we wound up, you know, getting out of the place.
Wonder what ever happened to my laptop that got stolen. I've never heard anything.
Yeah.
It's never been found, I guess.
So you had to kick him out for non-payment?
We had various issues with him. But, yeah, non-payment was, you know, a big one.
Did you have to go to court or did he just accept it?
No, pretty much, you know. Worked it out with him.
Okay. With a hammer?
No.
And
no.
a Dremel?
No. No, we're not like that. But
and rinse, some spray paint?
Rinse do.
So, but yeah, now it's all good. That was our one bad apple experience.
All right.
It's also incentive not to raise the rate on your renters.
Yeah, if you get good people get good in there, you want to keep them, incentivize them to stay.
True.
Because I remember, like, in the beginning, like, when we were looking into it, they're like, oh, yeah, raise your rent every year so people get used to going up and up and up. But then it's like, come on, man, you know.
Is that what Nick does?
No. I didn't raise it. That was my problem.
Oh. That you never raised it? It was always $12 a month?
Yeah. Should have gone to 14 at least.
Right.
So what was I going to say? Oh, so any major... You don't get repair anxiety?
You buy a house and that's it, man. You know, you're done. You're stuck fixing shit.
Yeah, that's been me. Except I just try to ignore it until the last moment.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Yeah. The first 2 years we bought that house, I pretty much spent every day after work and weekends working on that.
What'd you do?
I got burnt out and stopped.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like what sort of stuff?
Oh, like just, you know, remodeling the rooms, the interior rooms.
Wow.
And just, you know, various different things. There was a lot of work that needed to be done, and my father and I would do it, and it's like, this ain't worth it.
I said on the show I climbed to my roof and stuck a label to it to fix a hole.
A
leak. It's still there. And it's still working.
It's working?
As far as I know.
As far as you know.
Well, I check for leaks, and it doesn't continue. I'm eventually obviously going to have to fix it for real.
Yeah.
But by that point, hopefully Bitcoin is $2 million each, so
you
can just pay for the fix in Bitcoin.
Who's going to accept Bitcoin that fixes roofs, though?
Chris, you fix roofs?
No.
Crap. Well, I guess we're screwed. So there's one downside to advertising for at least keeping your rent too low is that, so I look to my neighbor's house and I go, well, it's, I talked to the landlord and he says how much he rents it for. I'm like, well, that's not a bad deal. But wait a minute. The only people that are going to pay that
are
shitty idiots.
Yeah.
Shitty idiots.
Yep.
Shitty idiots.
Wait, has someone said that before?
Probably, but I don't think on this show. Hashtag shittyits.
And that comes with issues. Like, they sometimes accidentally back into the rock wall and it puts a 200-pound boulder into my driveway that is still sitting in the trench. So that's cool. And then last night something happened that we'll get to after the break.
Oh.
I suppose. Do you have anything else about your
teaser?
Your homeownership?
No, there's a lot of stories about that. We've had people passing out upstairs in the bathroom, you know.
Did you have to call an ambulance or something?
Well, we knew because there was water coming into our bedroom.
Ah! Oh!
Oh, no! So, yeah. They overflowed the tub.
They overflowed the tub, and they were passed out in the tub.
Did you go up there with your keys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, but if they landed face down, it could have been a bad thing.
So did you call the authorities, or did you just drain the tub?
That one there? Yeah, we just turned the water off and drained the tub first. Well, I mean, you got a guy out in a tub filling with water.
So you called the authorities?
Yeah, we got the fire department out there.
An ambulance came?
Yeah, they came, and I'm trying to remember if they took him away or not. I don't think.
Was it heroin or alcohol?
I think he just got drunk and passed out. Yeah.
Not a good place to pass out, the old bathtub.
No.
With the running water?
I don't know if he slipped or just blacked out.
I thought there was supposed to be a drain that makes it so it can't overflow.
Yeah, I think something happened and he, like, you know, flipped the lever or something on. Or maybe the guy tried taking a bath for all I know, you know.
Well, still, if you're taking...
Well, no, he's talking about the overflow drain. Most bathtubs and sinks have that overflow drain.
Yeah, and I think that's where the water was coming into our bedroom.
Oh, when it overflows, it just goes into your fucking bedroom?
Some of them are, if you lazy installed it, some of them are hooked up right. Like, the overflow drain doesn't actually
just goes into the floor?
Goes into the wall?
Jesus, yeah. That's fucking stupid.
So the second time we got water in our, you know, bedroom, we actually took out the little stopper so you can't use it as a bathtub anymore.
Nice.
So your current tenants can't take baths?
I'm sure they do. They probably stick a piece of freaking...
Well, they make stoppers that you could put into drains.
What if they need to sit in ice? Sometimes I got to sit my legs in ice, you know.
That's different.
I run past Chris's house every day and I go, is Chris here? Nope, he's not.
Just look for my car.
2% of the time I see you.
Yeah, I'm around a lot less now with the second job thing. So,
all right. Sorry about that. So we are going to have to go to break.
Yeah, we got a promo here from PCL 133. Like I said earlier, it's called Skankles. It's obviously, I think, ska music, because Andrew was trying to make a clever word out of ska and ankles, which I don't get that reference. But anyway, have a listen. We'll be right back after the break.
You know somebody, you call them something, like puke. I can't call the guy James. I can never call him James. I hung out with this girl recently, and I was talking about my friend Puke. And she's like, wait a minute, what's his real name? And I'm like, right, it's James. But everyone knows him as Puke. And she goes, no, I can't call him Puke. We got to call him James. So I said, okay, we're not hanging out anymore. And then I said, I'm not going to call him James. So whenever I referred to him as Puke, she would correct me and say James. This is pretty much the reason we don't hang out anymore. But Frank, I don't know why we started calling him Frank. Maybe he looked like a Frank. I really don't know. But we called him Frank every day at lunch. We called him Frank. And at some point, one day he said, my real name is, and we just plugged our ears. We literally plugged our ears and yelled, so we never heard his real name. So we went an entire year, our senior year of high school, never knowing Frank's real name, and we just called him Frank. It was fantastic. I don't know how that ties into ska music, but I feel like that mentality is the same mentality that drew us to ska music.
We do this thing where we just point at the guest. You get very confused and nervous.
I'm nervous. That's pretty much.
It's hilarious to the people in the room. I don't know audio wise how well it goes.
Bum 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 bum. Football's happening.
When does it start?
In a week,
week, week, week.
Thursday is the opening day with the Cats.
The who?
The Pates? Patriots?
The Patriots? Are they the, so they're the first team playing ever?
Yep.
Or you just mean they're also playing?
The Super Bowl winners are usually play the first game.
Oh! I did not know that. Because I don't pay attention to stuff. Yeah, football's coming. I'm excited. I don't know why. I have no reason to be. Other than I already paid for the thing.
I'm excited because it's an excuse. It's an excuse to go to the bars and order a bunch of beer. But I'm not drinking. Well, I'm not now, but I will be by the time football comes
back. By Thursday, you will be again.
Oh, maybe I should stop permanently.
You could. Or you could just, have self-control, I guess.
Well, that was the problem, is that I went about 73 days straight without taking a break. And then the reason I stopped was because I drank 7 or 8 beers in a row, like at a company picnic, and it feels like I'm just drinking water, and I don't feel anything. So I was like, this is a waste of money. B, it's a lot of calories to be putting into myself.
True.
That's like 700 calories that I'm not getting anything out of. So haven't really lost any weight, though, but I'm not doing bad.
Alcohol is bad.
Then my half marathon's in a week in Michigan, so that's exciting, everyone. Boring.
Yeah, pretty much. I got to draw for that.
Oh, no, but... Okay, go ahead.
Nobody cares about Nick running.
On the show, you did give me this MP3 player.
Uh-huh.
And I have been using it. And yesterday, I caught the cable accidentally and
uh-oh.
It fell out onto the road. And I picked it up. I was like, it's probably fucked. But it was fine. So thanks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how could you really break? I mean, you'd have to smash it pretty good. It's just plastic and...
And a screen.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how electronics work.
I mean, it's not like a phone. Like, phones are glass. Like, this thing's all plastic. It's probably meant to be dropped.
Good point.
But yeah, maybe you should stop dropping things.
Yeah. So speaking of football.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was going to say before we went to the break, you were talking about sirens.
Right. Cops. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm good at shows, Puke.
Well, you said speaking of football.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Puke, I'm good at shows. You guys don't trust that I'm good at shows. And
correct.
That's why I should be driving the van 24/7, but it's a power control problem that I struggle with, and I'm fully willing to accept that I have this problem.
Uh-huh.
I can't change that I have the problem. I can only change react to the problem.
Yeah, you could.
You can't just change yourself and how you feel.
Yeah, I think you could work on
it. No, you can't.
Nope. Not with that attitude.
No.
Sirens.
Speaking of football.
Uh-huh.
I go home yesterday. And my fantasy football draft is at 8:30.
That's pretty gay.
Why?
Fantasy football.
It is gay. Anything you play with the word fantasy in it. D&D.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy or fantasy football. You're a loser.
Game of Thrones is not a game, though. Do they have a Game of Thrones game?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
It's redundant.
Not that I know of.
They probably
not,
did.
Not at least one with a major title behind. Like, not... A major studio behind it, rather. I mean, Game of Thrones Game of Thrones MMO would be a huge selling thing.
Yeah. So they have a Game of Thrones for Xbox 360. So it's pretty old. $10.
Yeah. So this is a Telltale Games game, and Telltale Games are those games that basically show you a cutscene, you make a single decision. And then you watch another cutscene over and over and over
again. In other words, a shit game.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Here we have an RPG of some sort for PC. You could play this, Nick.
Game of Thrones the game.
It's a little redundant. Hey, did you see the latest season?
Yes.
Sorry, I had to cough.
Yep.
What about you, Chris? Are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
Yeah, actually, I just got into it and watched all the seasons back to back.
Up to season 7?
Correct.
Wow. Awesome.
I realized, because normally what I do is I wait until they come out on DVD and then I'll watch them. And that's like a year and a half after everyone else has seen them. But I realized, we have our friend Oz Mourners on the show last week. He watches Game of Thrones with Dale and such quite often. And they were going to talk about the season. I was like, no! No, I've seen it. I'll never see it for years. And then I was on my Amazon.com app. I have the Amazon Prime.
Uh-huh.
And I got a free 7-day trial to HBO. They have HBO shows on Amazon.
Wow.
Which reminds me, I got to cancel that shit quick because it's obviously it renews automatically after the 7-day trial. And it's $15 a month.
Yeah.
But I got Game of Thrones out of the way, and now I'm working on Westworld.
Okay.
Yeah.
So once I binge watch those two shows, then I can I'll just probably keep that shit forever. Because there's probably other shows on there. I don't know.
Yeah, they got anyway, with that same thing on Amazon. It's a 7-day trial. It's like, ah, screw it. And that was a month ago, so.
Nice.
But, yeah, Game of Thrones. Do we want to talk about that at all? No? Okay. Nick, you're in your house.
You can't spoil it now.
Spoiler alert.
You can't spoil
it. Aliens came. And they destroyed the entire Westerosi. Aliens.
So I'm up in my room.
Crazy. I couldn't believe it happened.
I got my magazine. Got my information on the screen. I'm trying to catch up and flag some players that I'm going to want to target.
What do you do with a fantasy football roster? I actually don't know.
Really?
Really? Like, you choose players? You choose actual players to put on a fake team, basically, right?
Correct. And okay. You score points based on the stats that they get in real life.
So, like, if you choose a running back and he runs back to the goal...
Uh-huh.
You get points for your team.
Correct. If you ran forward to the goal, you would.
Well, he's a running back, so.
If you ran back, you probably wouldn't get any points.
Why isn't he called a run front?
Running front. Good point.
Okay.
I think it's because he lines up behind the quarterback, so he's in the back.
So you are fantasying.
You pick some players, and then you have to pick certain ones of that week that you're going to activate. So the ones that you don't activate, you don't get points toward your team on there. Your reserve players, as you can switch them in and out based on who you think is going to do better in a particular week. And then throughout the season, you can actually add and drop players or even trade with other teams and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, the point is, I'm trying to research this stuff now. I used to watch a lot more football than I do now.
Do you lose or gain points based if they kneel during the national anthem?
You should. No.
That should be a thing.
Right. You bet on how many players will kneel during the national anthem. So anyway, I got to do my research, so I'm getting into the draft ahead of time. And then around like 7:55, I look out the window, and there's this truck going real slowly away from my house with its flashing lights on. Like, it's an emergency vehicle, but it's going slowly away from my house.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's odd. How strange. So I open the window blinds, and I'm watching. And then as I watch it drive down the street, a cop is coming the other way, also with his lights on. And I go, ooh, they're having a meetup or something.
Hmm.
True enough, the one who was going away from my house turns a U-turn in front of the cop, like that they needed to go somewhere together.
Okay.
Or that one of them didn't know where they were going or something.
Are they both cop cars? Or
no, one of them's like an emergency fire truck, pickup truck or whatever.
Okay.
You know, those guys who drive around to the, I'm a fire truck, but I can't do anything once I get there.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's where they keep the axes. Or the Band-Aids. Yeah, but yeah.
We just got buckets of mice.
They chuck mice at the fire. The chief drives that truck, I think.
Okay, fine. Anyway, so it's something like that. And so he U-turns in front of the cop, and then I can still see way down the street, because I live on the highway.
Yeah.
They pull over, like they're stopping there. And then 2 seconds later, they pull out again.
Okay.
And then one house later, they pull over.
Are they looking for an illegal fire?
I don't freaking know. They pull out again, and they pull over. And like it's like they're looking for a house, but they don't know where it is.
Hmm.
What's going on?
It's the one on fire.
And they're getting closer and closer to my house.
Uh-oh.
And then they're in front of the bonfire people's house. But they're not having a bonfire, so it can't be them. Otherwise, I'm like, oh, they're getting arrested for the bonfire again. And then they pull out from that house, and they pull in front of my house.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm in so much trouble, they had to call the fire department as well. So I don't know. I'm like, do I have to burn all the evidence?
Yeah.
I don't even know
evidence
I'd be burning. Yeah, exactly. I don't know which one to burn.
You immediately take an axe to your computer because of your fantasy footballing?
Right. Like, I'm running... No joke, I am running a VPN because fantasy football is illegal in New Hampshire. So I had to VPN.
What?
At least according to this website, they wouldn't serve New Hampshire.
Huh.
So I actually VPN'd to another state in order to do my fantasy football. So I'm like, what? Am I being tracked down for my VPN? It's very, very scary when a bunch of flashing lights.
Yeah.
come in front of your house.
True.
So they pull into my driveway.
Now
They're parked, but they didn't pull up the driveway. They pulled in, so like they're
just
on the shoulder.
Just off the road, yeah.
And then I'm looking out the window, and they hop out.
Did you grab your video camera and run out there? You're like, Irish Sovereign Citizen!
Yes.
You should have. You videotaped cops before, so I'm surprised you didn't.
So remember, it's two cars now.
Okay.
And then I look out the window. I've run to the other side of the house so I can see the other side. And now the other neighbor, this girl is in the driveway going, over here! I'm like, oh, okay. So they're looking for that neighbor. Finally. They finally found the house. So they jump out. They run into the neighbor's house. So I go outside. I'm like, I wonder what's going on. As soon as I step outside, I hear, from the distance, and I'm like, yeah, that sound, whatever
siren,
that is.
Siren.
I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then, like, two fire trucks pull up and two ambulances.
Wow.
And then I look out the window and a man jumps out of a fire truck and he starts running up my driveway toward my door. And I'm like, what?
You're
no,
like,
no,
not me.
Why is he in my house now? So I run downstairs, and he goes, knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And I open it, I'm like, what? He's like, I'm like, because in my head, I'm like, are we all being evacuated? Is there a gas leak? Because I got a fantasy football draft in 35 minutes. I can't go anywhere.
It's not illegal to be covered in tacos.
And he goes, am I at the right house? Is this 37? I said, no, this is 25. He said, oh, okay. And he runs off.
Runs off. Like,
what? How strange.
You should have yelled as he ran away, don't you fucks have Google?
You're a paramedic. You should know what house you're going. I should have been like, yes, it is this house. Then he comes in. He's like, what? He's like,
it is. What did I win?
He's like, I'm like, I've been microwaving you a pizza. Anyway, so I don't know.
Huh. You have no idea what happened.
So there's some pictures of all of the trucks, but that's only a couple of them, Chris.
I'm guessing it was a Narcan episode, right?
What is that?
Heroin, right? Heroin overdose. They come in, they run in, they shoot you full of some other drug.
Did you say Narcos? Season 3 is out. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
There's a video I took of the entire, because they're in front of the house and behind the house. There's so many trucks.
They're all over the house. Like, well, they're all over your highway in front of your house. Yeah.
Traffic is backed up all the way. All I know that happened, because I watched it on the security cam.
Did you not run out to ask what the fuck is going on?
I don't know. There were like paramedics running back and forth and stuff. But in the end, they didn't seem to be in too much of a rush.
Uh-oh.
So all I know...
That means he did.
...is that they backed up an ambulance, and I could see it on the security cam, and they wheeled a stretcher...
To your house again?
Not to my house. They wheeled a stretcher down the driveway and loaded something into the back. Couldn't tell alive or dead.
Oh, wow.
And then I think they took someone else away on foot. Not on foot, but like someone who could step into the ambulance. And they drove away.
Wow.
So I don't know. I've been looking. Maybe there's some news.
While the firemen were there, you should have asked them to move that boulder back up into that neighbor's yard.
Yeah, the firemen are not boulder movers.
They're big guys, though. They know what to do. They got the big sticks and stuff. They can help you out.
So I don't know what happened, but I'll be looking at the...
You're Google searching the news constantly now, right?
You got to remember to turn on the scanner when that shit happens.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
why don't you have a scanner?
I did turn on the scanner. But after basically most of it was taken care of, let's say, all I heard them say was, both of them have been transported, we're clear.
Oh.
Both of what? Both of the bodies?
I thought they didn't transport bodies in ambulances, dead bodies.
Well,
they probably don't.
I don't know.
Unless they weren't completely dead.
Died at the hospital.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The local ambulance company is also the local hearse company. So they might have been like, well, we already got the ambulance there. You might as well load.
Yeah, let's save a dollar.
Might as well load the body
in. No need to drive out two vehicles.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it was the private company. It was the private ambulance that was there.
Deluzio?
Yep.
For anybody that needs to know that information.
Sure. I'm scrolling. It usually takes a day or two for the aid log or whatever to come out.
AIDS log?
Yes.
Jesus, I didn't know we were tracking the gays that heavily. Everyone has AIDS. AIDS, AIDS, AIDS. And now you're just searching on the chat, or what are you doing?
I'm on the local website.
Oh, okay.
Newspaper to see if there's anything new, but there doesn't appear to be.
Oh.
So that was exciting.
Yeah.
But I was able to do my draft without having to get arrested by a fireman. I think it went well. Somehow I got first pick.
Did you get Brady?
I did not.
Okay.
Is that the only player you know?
Edelman.
Edelman's out for the year with an injury.
It was a bad choice. You shouldn't have chosen him.
That is true. That's it. That's my story of getting raided.
Cool.
Not getting raided, but a man knocking on my door. Even though all of his coworkers were at the other house.
Right.
He ran to my
house. All of the firemen and policemen are running to the other house. And he's like, maybe it's this one that's empty with no lights on.
Well, I mean, my lights were on, but I was literally microwaving a pizza.
Oh, you were actually. Oh, I thought you were just making a joke about the pizza.
Well,
you should open the door and be like, you want some pizza?
I claim to not eat pizza because I'm too good for it.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I still microwave the single serving ones.
Nick.
I know.
I really want a pizza now.
Pizza.
Andrew's court date.
Oh, yeah. So
how was that from you? He talked about it some last week.
Right. He's going back to court in October, and we'd gone originally in mid-August.
Oh, my God, you have to get a straw hat.
Oh, yeah.
You're his counsel, right?
So I listened to him describe it, and I remember him, he went up, remember, and he said, I need a continuance because I just got handed some evidence.
So yes,
Chris,
very quick.
He went to court.
Clever, yeah.
For speeding, and the evidence that was just handed to him was the radar gun, like calibration. So he claimed continuance because he just got the evidence and needed time to review it. And I said, as soon as you say this, they're going to say, did you file discovery? And that's exactly what they did.
Uh-huh.
The judge said, did you file discovery? And Andrew said, nope. And the judge said, why not?
Does History Channel count?
Nice.
Thank you.
Why not if you wanted time to review evidence? And he goes, no reason in particular. And the judge says, all right, I'll grant the continuance, which pissed the state off so bad. Now, in Andrew's version of the story, what happened was that the state then goes, are you going to make him pay for the witness fees for the cop's time to be here? First of all, the cop is there anyway for other cases, right? He's not just coming for Andrew.
Right, but allegedly it was his day off.
Whatever, he's still there for other cases.
And I'm sure he's not getting paid at all for overtime.
No, that's the point, is he is.
What?
But that the state has to pay him. Uh-huh. But they want Andrew to reimburse the state.
Andrew should have just held up a copy of his house tax.
Yeah, he brought
tax.
Like he brought that to court.
Yeah, be like, I did already right here. $3,000 this quarter. Get it? It's a joke. Taxpayers pay him already from the state. Done.
They do?
Don't you pay taxes, you stupid fuck.
I.e. Who pays taxes?
None of us.
If you're an idiot, if you pay your taxes. I feel like once I want to sell my home, I'll just stop paying the taxes. Is that a sound? Because then I don't have to worry about selling it. Someone else will steal it and sell it for me. Not even steal it. They'll take it legally.
But you don't get any of that money.
Yeah, you do.
Unless, what?
They have to give you the difference.
When your house is seized because you didn't pay property taxes, you still get what?
Say I'm $15,000 in debt to the city.
Kay.
They sell the house and they will pay me the difference.
Oh.
Now, of course,
that might be worth it if it takes them long enough.
Now, of course, the only downside is that they are only incentivized to get the $20,000.
Oh,
so
right,
they're going to sell it lowball.
They could sell it for $10,000, like the or 30 or whatever it was for the house next door, right?
Right.
I don't know. You could try.
Joke's on you. It's full of mice.
Right. Well, you could just stop paying property taxes, trash the fuck out of it, move out.
Well, I feel like that's what pretty much every loser does. Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's game theory. I'm really getting into saying game theory.
Yeah, Game of Thrones game theory game.
Like, what's the most financial beneficial thing? Stop paying your taxes and stop taking care of the house and then leave. The long term, that'll hurt your credit, I suppose. But
you got to buy another house first when your credit's good.
I don't know. Or steal someone's identity. Buy a home on their identity. Use a VPN so they don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. What was I saying? Oh, so according to Andrew's version of the story, the judge then said, sure, you're paying the cops witness fees. My version of the story is I'm 100% sure, and by 100% now Andrew's made me question myself, so I guess I'm 99% sure that the judge's exact words were, if the continuance were for anything but discovery, I'd be willing to grant it, grant the fees.
Okay.
However, Andrew, that is a reasonable thing for the state to ask, meaning she denied it, and he doesn't have to pay the witness fees, but neither of us know now, and I guess we'll find out who's who's right or not, because I feel like if they had said, yes, you're paying them, Andrew would have been like, okay, A, how much is that, and B, if I have to pay that, forget it, I'm doing the trial now. But neither of those two things happened. I feel like that's what would have happened had she granted the fees.
So you don't even know how much the fee is?
Exactly, no. Oof. And that's why I think it wasn't granted, because I feel like if it was granted, we'd know how much it was. Otherwise, she just denied it, and we didn't even get to the next step.
Yeah.
Of how much is it for a cop to come in for 2 hours.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah, I guess you will find out.
Anyway, yeah. So we're going back to court in October, and then we'll file for another continuance. No, so he already made him real mad. So that was the downside, right? So if you play nice with
him,
they might go easy on you. But now he's playing like weird loopholes, like, I just got this evidence. And
so what's he going to use this whole, you know, radar certification thing, try to use that against him?
Or just
trying to piss him off?
No, we're just trying to delay it. Because the longer you delay it, well, I don't know. There's two schools of thought, right? If you just get it over with now, the points go on now, and then they'll be gone sooner. But if you delay it, that's more time that you don't have to live with the points on your license, I suppose. I don't know. Espresso D says, Andrew seemed to know how much it was. No, in the show he said, I don't know, 120 or something. He was just pulling a number out of his out of his straw hat.
His lawyer's straw hat.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Yes.
September 5th at Area 23, there's going to be a Puke in the Gang themed trivia.
Why?
I don't know. Kirk, the proprietor of this Area 23 bar in
Concord,
New Hampshire,
shows there, so
he decided that he was going to do a Puke in the Gang themed trivia night. Now, by themed, I believe I have a message here from Facebook where he says, "Thanks for all the suggestions. Yes, we sometimes have guest hosts. In fact, I'd be willing to bet that between all of you guys, you can put together a solid five categories. None of us." Really offered any categories, so I think he just came up with them. They're things like, it's not about the show, it's about stuff we talk about. So automotive, music lyrics, public education, photography, etc. Andrew's out of town. Now, Kirk knows this, but I think Kirk's, he was kind of like, well, that's sort of a good thing, because if Andrew is there and he knows the answers to most of this shit, then it's kind of like we have a ringer, whereas Nick and I don't know anything about cars. So it might not be a ringer status. I don't know. But anyway, if you're in Concord.
No, wait. Now, this doesn't make any sense. Did he ask you to host?
No. None of us have been asked to host, so I don't know what's happening at all.
So he says, this is like him saying, all right, we're going to have a CDC Tactical. It's a CDC Tactical.
CDS.
Oopsies.
Yeah,
we're going to have a CDS Tactical trivia night. It's gonna be themed CDS Tactical, but he doesn't ask Chris to come. Maybe he asked Chris, hey, can I have a CDS Tactical trivia night? Did he ask you about it?
I think this was one he asked me on Facebook. He said he messaged you.
He did message me.
What did he ask you?
Okay, he said, Nick, crap,
that's a short message.
I don't have it. Hang on. Let me pull it up. But I forgot to reply to him. So in his defense, he messaged me on Monday, and I didn't reply until Tuesday. Well, that's actually not that bad. It's a day.
One day? Yeah, that's not...
Any interest in doing a PATG-inspired trivia night at some point? Question mark. If not, comma... Which, I'm a weird person. Why do I read punctuation? If not, would you mind if I did one? And I said, that sounds okay, though I'm not sure what the categories are. I have my own interests, but the other characters are much different. Meaning you and Andrew.
Uh-huh.
And then he sent me a thumbs up. And then the next day, or a day after or something, on Facebook, I see a post from our page that you posted that says, on September 5th, there's a trivia night, PATG themed.
Correct.
And I went, A, thanks for telling me when it was. I have to read it. I have to basically read on the news that there's a trivia night.
Because in my...
B, I wasn't...
As far as I knew, you knew because he said he messaged you.
He messaged, yeah.
So I didn't know he didn't message you the date. How would I know he didn't message you the date? In my mind, I pictured him messaging you, hey, September 5th, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be going. Yeah, are you going?
I was going to try because it was fucking Puke of the Gang themed, so I figured.
What if we both show up and then they're like, all right, you got all the questions ready?
It's the fucking library.
And we go, what?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
I have no idea what's
going
to happen.
And here's the other thing. So you read this message, which is the only thing we have to go on based on what the themes might be. How many of those themes are related to Nick? One third of one category.
To be fair, what would a theme that Nick would talk about? Video games?
Video
or
games.
Running.
Game shows.
Games. What?
The Hunger Games.
How many
times
have you talked about the Olympic Games?
I love the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is why I can't do shows with you guys anymore.
Okay.
I'm not even part of the group. Automotive? I hate cars.
Yep.
Music lyrics? I don't know what a song is.
Correct.
I don't even know who Prince is. Public education? That's Brett!
That's Brett.
He's not even a...
Yeah, he's technically a guest.
I guess he is now an official... I guess he's now an official person.
Yeah.
Photography,
he
that's
is an
puke.
Official
that's
person.
Fine. That should be a category.
Uh-huh. I'd probably get all that wrong.
So automotive and photography should really be categories. And then it's current event Star Wars Vietnamese food is a category.
The Vietnamese food? I don't know what the fuck.
I don't know what that is. Star Wars is not related to this show.
Not really. I mean...
And current events is me doing the news. Fine.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. That is
one third of one category. Chris? Nick's right.
Yeah, that's...
This mixed in with the weird stuff as to we don't even know what the thing is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, Kirk's probably listening to this, and he's like...
Well, he will be.
I wonder if his brain thinks that he tells people things.
Oh, maybe.
Like, and he makes it up.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
With my wife.
Or does she just make you think you...
Well, maybe
that
it could
happened?
Be. That's, yeah, it's possible.
So you forget conversations or you think you or you dreamed
you know,
it?
I'll swear all I've told her something and then it's like, oh, you never said that. It's like, I recall saying that.
I feel like it's probably 50-50. Yeah, maybe probably. Sometimes you didn't say it and sometimes she didn't remember.
It's a good stance.
So I don't know what to do, Puke. But
me
I do hate all of you.
Thank you.
But it's, I guess that's not really fair to hate you over what Kirk did with these categories.
Very true. You're kind of an idiot that way.
But it isn't. No, I'm not an idiot. I'm very self-aware. And I don't think I get enough credit for being self-aware.
You're not self-aware enough to realize that we didn't have anything to do with this.
I just said it.
Okay.
I just said I'm self-aware enough. But this is what I'm a victim.
Yeah.
This is what ends up happening. Is that if two-thirds of the crew are into cars and smoking cigars. Ooh, that rhymes.
Ooh.
That Nick just registers newswithnick.com and redirects it to the site.
Yeah.
I haven't even redirected it.
Although,
it just goes to nothing.
You are the only one that got a direct message from the guy doing this, so why didn't you submit categories to him?
Because he didn't tell me when it's... See, I work on deadlines. Maybe it's my own fault.
Probably not.
Someone needs to say, hey, we want to do it blah, blah, blah. Can you get me information by blah, blah, blah?
Right. And we talked to him at the bar. We were like, wait, Andrew's not going to be here. Why are we still doing it? And he's like, that's fine.
Really? You did say him that?
Yes!
You did say...
We did say him that.
You did say him that Andrew's not coming.
He is well aware.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So I don't know what his plans are.
I want to do things with you guys. I want us to...
Usually you don't.
No. I only don't want to because you hate me so because you leave me out of things. Now, hang on. I don't want to get into it without Andrew. Sorry. We'll do a piece.
Oh, okay.
It's not fair because I'm not going to come across correctly. Like my most favorite thing is when we do live shows. And we're all in on it together.
Oh, I hate live shows, though.
So if we all did a trivia night together, that'd be very fun. But apparently now, our opportunity to do a trivia night is Kirk doing a trivia night about us, which we don't even know the real categories. Those were just suggestions that might not be real.
Yeah.
And I could come up with categories that I just said to you of things I would like.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Like ball powder.
Yeah.
Should be a category.
Wait a minute. That would be... A kind of obscure category.
Want to do some emails?
Sure. Listener emails.
That's lyrics from Johannes. That shouldn't be there. But anyway, he also, Johannes writes in, he says, I shaved my bits as you recommended in the last episode, but my DN remained the same. What the hell? I think what happened is that what I gained lengthwise, oh, that's dick number, I lost in girth, such that dick number remained constant. Is that a plausible explanation? Is there something I could have done to avoid this drawback? Do you think it's a permanent change, or will I revert to previous state once the hair regrows? Thanks in advance, Espresso D.
This email sounds like it should have been saved for our other
probably so, because I don't know anything about dick number. I mean, that's Brett and Andrew, pretty much. They're the experts in that. Big Jez says, puke, play some drops for me, nigga. I just got out of jail, and a young hog needs some drops.
What?
Okay, there's a drop. Dalebert writes in, I wonder if we could make just thinky things happen, period. He probably should have used a question mark. And then hashtag just thinky
things.
That's
not a question, no. He's right. I wonder if we could make something happen is not a question.
Yes, it is.
Chris?
I feel like it should have been a question. I wonder if we could make thinky things happen.
You're asking the wrong person, but I got to agree with Puke.
What? Are you kidding me? I go, I wonder if Andrew's taking a shower right now. That is a statement.
That's a question.
Not a question. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's totally a question.
Are you guys insane? Am I in Mandela world?
By saying, I wonder.
That's not a question.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Listeners, right in. So I don't know what just thinky things is, Dale, but, okay. Nicholas W, he says, I'd like to hear Nick unfriending someone again. Your send and unfriend segment, Nick, right?
Yep, I do remember.
And then also on Twitter, he says, well, here I am, drunk on a fucking cruise ship between Sweden and Finland. Doesn't that sound amazing? No live show for me. I didn't know that they had cruises anywhere outside of the Alaska and the Caribbean.
There's cruises everywhere. Remember the 104-day cruise with the pirates?
No.
Okay.
Was that Africa?
It was everywhere. It's a 104-day cruise.
Is that around the world then?
Oh, my God. We did it in the news quiz. You're going to have to listen to another show.
Osborne, he says, he sent us a screenshot, but Puke and the Gang was actually blocked on some web system, probably his company's, due to gambling. So we're sorry if your workplace.
I think it's because we have a bingo game on it.
Maybe. Oh yeah, the word bingo. Like,
I don't
know.
The
fuck? How do these? What do you call this shit? The software that blocks shit.
Filters.
How do these filters work? Anyway, Brandon writes in. Brett is correct. Puke is the funniest one. Nick is least funny, and Andrew is cheapest.
Is this Brandon W or another Brandon?
The Brandon that we had on the show that tried to rape you.
I haven't heard from Brandon in a while. I thought he kind of disappeared off a cliff, Graham.
Maybe.
Next topic. We got 10 minutes before we go to after show. And Puke's just sneezing.
I was sneezing. Your running club has the world's worst website.
Oh, yeah. So they've launched a new website.
Where's her leg?
It's called StoneArchBridge10miler.com. The 10 is the number 10. So StoneArchBridge10miler.com. And if you go there, you can see the world's worst race website. It's just got the strangest background. It's impossible to read anything, pretty much. And there's almost no information on it. And the stuff that is like important, like blah, 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 is proud to present the inaugural 10-mile thing. It's like way, way scrolled down the page. Like it's a footnote, right? Keep scrolling. There. That should be like an introduction.
Oh, yeah, the paragraph to explain it.
So I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, once I did scroll, I saw her other foot. Although, to be fair, I don't know if this is a woman. It could just be a dude with skinny feet, legs.
Now, I want to say, you guys need some help on your website. But then they're going to say, look, you want to help out? And I'm going to be like, no.
Yeah. I also like, too, that it says gigantic on the bottom and up here in the corner, Wix. It's a Wix site. So they didn't bother to remove that, probably because it's free.
Right. And, of course, at the very bottom, they've got a counter of how many people have been there.
Oh, no, a counter. That is so 2002. I am a fan of the home button at the very top. This is a single page website, so that goes nowhere.
Right, it's a template. So if there are multiple pages, it would go somewhere.
I'd also like to kick whoever in the balls for using a dark gray color for the font instead of just making it black. That's dumb. They also have two separate colors for these two fonts. A weird blue that doesn't match anything. Their logo's pretty nice, though. Stone Arch Bridge, 10 miler.
Yeah, the logo's good. They should have put it on, because they should had that logo.
That guy.
They had that logo before they had the website.
Ah.
Now, missing from this page is any sort of information on what the route is. And I know that they know the route. They just didn't put it on the website, which is one of the most important things about a race, is to, what's the route of the race?
There's a link to Scores Running Club.
Yeah, sure, and that's not a bad site. It's not great, but it's not as bad as the other one.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
What's the PDF on there?
That's going to be the newsletter. You guys want to read the Running Club's newsletter?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. So anyway, that's...
It's the registration form.
Oh, sorry, that PDF.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought you meant on the other site.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Good story. Keep going.
Sorry, even though I took drugs and my allergies are driving me crazy right now. Listener Nick K writes in, and he sent us a link to the Washington Post. It says, subscriber sign in.
Well, that's because you're running an ad blocker.
Fuck.
See,
moving
how
on.
Says, see, it says how. Okay, so we're not reading.
There's something
story.
About some guy wanted to sterilize inmates and what we thought about it.
Seems fine.
Yeah. I think actually it was like the warden said, like, if you get sterilized, you get a shorter sentence. And yeah, I'm all for it. We don't need people fucking having kids. Chris, as a breeder. I'm
perfectly fine with people. If they want to do whatever, let them.
Well, to be fair,
wait.
He's making it a choice.
Wait, what do you mean? It's doing it to other inmates, I thought.
Yeah, but they have to agree to it, don't they?
Yes. No, it was optional.
Oh.
If you get sterilized, you get a shorter sentence.
Did you guys say that, or did you guys just
I did
know
say
the story?
That.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I didn't think
Chris was listening. God damn it, Nick.
Sorry.
So, anyway, thanks. And also, I want to blame Nick for seltzer.
Ooh.
Now,
blame me for seltzer?
Nick is constantly into the seltzer. You've been into seltzer for how many years now?
Since I quit Coke, so for like 4.
Yeah, and it was just earlier this year, because he's constantly at my house. He wants, do you got any seltzer? I need seltzer. I'm buying seltzer. And then
Brett's... To be fair, the other host of the show, Brett, always has seltzer.
Yeah, Brett's fucking retarded for seltzer too. And then at some point, Nick left a seltzer in my fridge, and I'm like, I've had a seltzer before, and I'm like, this is gross shit. I remember not being good at all.
What is this, the strawberries of
yes, exactly.
Puke's mouth?
But then there was a lemon one left in my fridge, probably by Nick, I believe. And at some point, I was just like, what does this taste like? What is it? Maybe there's something into this seltzer. And I tried the seltzer, and now I'm hooked on seltzer.
This is an extremely thrilling story.
Thank you. Yeah, but Polar's got some good shit. I got this like orange cream flavor. Yep. It's really good.
So what?
I've never been a soda drinker, and now I'm into seltzer. It's low calorie.
I'm picturing you taking the first one out, and you go, I wonder what this could be. Uh-huh. Oh my god! It's the most amazing thing I've ever tasted. And you sprint out the door for more.
Right. I was running up and down the road. Have you tried seltzer? Have you tried seltzer? To all the cars that would listen. But anyway, it's actually pretty good stuff. And, like, I've never been much of a soda drinker. I'm not a huge fan of things that are carbonated, per se, but, man, soda's just too sugary. And every now and then, I do, like, there's three main categories of drinks. There's water, there's booze, and there's caffeinated. Obviously, in the evening, I don't want caffeine. Sometimes I don't want booze. And beer is obviously very, very bad for you. Calorie-wise, it's pretty up there. Soda's too sugary, and then I tried this fucking seltzer shit, and I'm like, it's actually got flavor. Where does it come from? There's no calories. It just says ingredients is carbonated water, natural flavors. What is that? What are these fucking magical flavors that don't require calories?
They're natural, though.
Fucking magic, I say. The devil's work.
This would be my guess.
Chris, statements on seltzer?
Yeah, what do you think about seltzer there?
You know, I don't care for the shit.
Me neither. I didn't originally.
So you drink soda.
I'm pretty much water and coffee. No, that's really all.
That's what I was, but then I get a hankering for something that's not just plain water every now and then. And now I have a solution. Thank you, Nick.
Okay. I've been trying to tell you.
I know!
About this seltzer for years, and you finally gave in and bought some.
You're like the guy at the beginning of the movie that's like, I found the asteroid! It's coming for Earth! And everybody's like, go! Shut up. You're just one stupid idiot scientist. But he knew the truth all along. The seltzer would save us all. I think that's the end of the show.
All right.
That's it. That's all I had. That's all we got for categories.
Yeah, we'll stay for some afters.
Okay. Chris, you got any to do an after shoot?
Yeah, I can hang on.
I don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about, but apparently Nick does.
PukingTheGang.com/VIP. If you do want to be able to hear after shows, it's only $5 a mid-month. I think it's only $5 a month, right? Yep. You get access to the special feed.
Yep.
And you get
archives.
The secret shows, and you get all the archives, which
and
reminds
you get our
me,
love.
I got to move some of the old stuff behind the paywall again, because it's getting, we're getting past the year point, basically.
Exactly. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Go to cdstactical.com.
Correct.
And check out his products. If you got a firearm, definitely want to wrap that shit. Some nice stuff. And I think that's it. This is Brent Buchanan again. Run out! You can stop now.
You can also, you're in charge of the sound.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to fade it up. In Audacity.
Then stop it on your computer. Duh. Right?
Yeah, but, well, yeah. You were going to stop the recording anyway. Do both things.
Wait, were you supposed to be recording?
See, so to establish one's moral superiority on social justice issues by tucking one's penis and testicles
what?
Behind the legs and presenting your backside to the world while wiggling and proclaiming fruit bowl, synonymous with virtue signaling.
Oh, I just thought it was if you went to a protest.
Now, what I don't like is that when you that can be anything. When I made this definition, it just like this fucking GIF was there, and I didn't know how it got there. And then when I uploaded it, like it just has this fucking preview weird preview GIF. I'm like, what the fuck is this GIF? How do you get it to go away? There was no option where like you could delete it. It was very strange. Urban Dictionary is a shit website. It's very poorly made.
Well, it is urban.